I'm Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show, The Walking Dead recap show. It is, Tuesday, March 7th. We're going to be recapping the next, I think the last two episodes, which is going to be the February 26th episode, Hostiles and Calamities is one we're going to talk about now. And then right after this one, we're going to finish up last week's episode that was called Say Yes to the Dress. Joking. It wasn't that. It was called Say Yes. And the young lady that you hear giggling in the background, that is according to Kristen.com. Kristen, what's up, Kristen?
What up, Mike?
So we finally got you. I've been ready these like week now. And you're like, it's because I got a new relationship. It's a new boyfriend.
I wish that was the reason why.
Oh, Lord, no.
Unless my boyfriend is named Midterm.
How long has it been now that you've had a serious boyfriend? Like a boyfriend. Like, hey, Tom's my boyfriend. Holy crap, that long?
I'm not answering that question.
Has it been longer than a year?
Yes.
2 years?
Yes.
Three?
I'm not answering anymore.
Wow. That is nuts. So everybody that's listening.
I've been busy.
Don't say that.
I have been.
Tell the truth. You're difficult. You're moody.
That's actually not true. That's actually the opposite.
All right, people. Fellas, if you're single out there and you like the way that Kristen sounds, feel free to hit her up. Let's just turn this into a whole dating show.
Do it.
So what do you like? No, I'm just joking. Let's talk The Walking Dead. Now, normally we have Brancy, our other half. But she is, I don't know what's going on with her, but apparently she's in, she does have a boyfriend, right? Or they broke up. I don't know what's going on with you guys, but, she's not with us today. So
I can't dog on Brancy.
You can't dog on Brancy? Why are you going to dog on her?
No, I'm saying I can't.
Oh,
I can't even like go along with your joke.
This is not a joke. This is serious.
No, it's a joke.
You have problems. All right. So let's talk about the episode.
Do it.
I like to call this the Dwight and Eugene episode.
Ugh.
Okay.
AKA bleh.
Oh, gosh. You know what? And the funny thing was, is I attempted to record this recap by myself last night, but something I was just like, something just felt off. And then I was like, the whole time I'm like, I wonder what the girls would think about this. And then I was like, something tells me that the girls are not going to like this episode or probably the Rick and Michonne. But I think maybe Kristen and Brancy would like the Rick and Michonne a little bit better due to the fact that it's Rick and Michonne. But it's still kind of – it was the same kind of playing field, the same kind of vibe, the same kind of if you could see my hand, then you know what I'm talking about. But since you can't see me, Kristen, I'm doing
no,
this.
I can't.
I'm doing this. Okay, so Eugene Dwight. You didn't like it, did you?
No, I did not.
Why?
Because I can't stand Eugene.
Really?
Okay. Put it this way.
Okay.
I actually didn't like it that much that I actually will one-up the Morgan episode.
So you like the Morgan episode better than this episode?
Yes.
Wow. Now that's saying you really hated this episode.
I didn't. Okay. First of all, I didn't hate the Morgan episode.
Yes, you did. Anybody?
No, I didn't.
If anybody goes back to our past recaps, you will see people, her and Brancy, demolish that episode.
That's false.
They were like, we'll just hang up with you, Mike. We don't even be on this because we didn't like it. And then I was like, no, I want you to be a part of the team. And they were like, screw you, Mike and Morgan. And I was like,
oh, Mike. Whatever. That is not true.
So really?
But yeah, I did not know.
Okay, so why didn't you like it?
First of all, because Dwight is a coward and I can't stand him. They need to throw his ass.
Okay, now hold on a second. Mm-hmm. I'm going to jump in. Every time you say something, I'm going to come in real quick just to see. Dwight, okay. Dwight has a reason. And at first, I even said it in mine last night before I deleted it, that I'm not going to lie, since day one, I've been not a fan of Dwight. But to see this episode and to kind of peel the layers of this onion of his and to see why. And then at the end, when he brings the pretzels and beer, and it's obvious that if his wife would have been there, he would have left with her. He's just in a very tough situation.
And I get that.
And
but why would
sympathize?
You get rid of, like, the only doctor that you have there?
Because the doctor was talking shit. And just rubbing his face and reminding him. He already knew the position and what he had in his wife. And his wife put herself in this situation with Negan to protect him. I mean, it was a big old mess. So I'm sure he feels that kind of guilt. And to know that Negan taunts him and rubs it in his face that he sleeps with his wife. and he does nothing. And then the doctor to say his thing. So he can't.
Okay, see that right there, I will side with Dwight.
Right.
Because that is effed up.
Yeah. No, and don't get me wrong, I cannot stand Dwight. But I for this episode, I was like, okay, I can now this it's a big picture to see why and how and the what kind of funk he's in because of his wife. And then the letter and everything else.
Yeah. I can actually tolerate Dwight more than I can tolerate Eugene.
Okay, now Eugene, what was bothering you about this? Because I thought
everything.
This was
I have never liked Eugene on this show. Never.
I mean, but to see Eugene adapt, I mean, the part where he's outside with Negan and the crew and starts telling them how they can put hot metal on the thing, and then he walks off and he grins, it was obvious that's how he survived with Abraham, and that's what he's been doing. So to be able to see him almost in his element, you didn't find that cool?
No.
Wow. I thought I was right.
I wasn't gonna like that.
Yeah, I just had a feeling you two and Branson. We can't speak for Branson because she's not here, but
it's funny because I missed the episode because I had midterms.
Right. And then you watched
it. But my brother and my mom were watching it and I had walked out into the room and my brother's like, "Oh my god, you're missing the best episode."
See?
And I'm like, "For real?" And he's like, "No, man, it's just Eugene."
Wow. Yeah, no, I know there wasn't a lot of zombies, but I think that it was just a little bit of in-depth. And we, you know, and you and I and Brancy and, you know, we've seen it on the internet. We knew that they were going to have to develop characters, you know, and go into a little bit of their story and everything else. So, you know, I didn't find it that bad. I found it cool to see Eugene in survival mode and what he does best. And then, you know, those wives coming over there. I didn't expect the wives. I really thought they were trying to help the girl commit suicide.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. And then when Eugene's like, "No, that's for Negan," I was like, "Oh, damn." And then to see the girl still try to put it up on him and say, "Well, we'll just tell Negan that you." And then he was like, "Nope, nope, nope, nope." And then at the end, "I was Negan before I even met you." And did it. I mean, now let me ask you a question, though. Do you think Eugene has switched to the dark side, or is he still Team Rick?
Oh my god.
Ooh.
I don't know, because my mom asked me the same question. Uh-huh. And I'm like, Eugene is one character that I just can't figure out. Because I don't know if he's just that much of a coward that he's just going to go along with whoever he feels is going to protect him at that moment.
But doesn't that make it a good character? Because are you more
because
frustrated?
You can't figure him out?
Yeah, yeah. Because everyone else is very black and white. Like, okay, that person's this way and this person's this way. But Eugene is having to make you think. You don't like thinking, Kristen.
Oh, shut up, Michael.
I'm just saying.
It's not that. It's that he's boring.
Okay. But I don't know if he's boring.
He's boring.
Okay, so you never answered the question. What do you think? Do you think he switched over?
I would hope not.
What's your gut telling? What do you think, though? I mean, in the beginning when he grins, I looked at my wife. I was like, oh, he's so playing them. And at the end, it's not like Negan found out that he was going to make those pills. I mean, Negan said. And then Eugene said, I mean, he really caked it on. So then I was like, I think he's still Team Rick. I think he's just in survivor mode. He's going to do whatever he takes. I hope that he's memorizing everything, going to learn everything.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that he feels that the group is going to come rescue him.
I mean, the only reason that makes me think that he is still Team Rick is because there were several moments in the episode that he had like a slick look on his face.
Right.
But I don't know, just the way that he went along with things to get Abraham to, you know, protect him or whatever.
Right.
I just don't know if he's trying to do the same thing because of what he's seen Negan do to people that go against him.
So by the way that you're talking is, it seems to me that I'm getting, and maybe the fans as well, that you just don't 100% trust Eugene yet.
No.
Okay, that makes sense because, I mean, he lied to Abraham and he lied. It's not like he barely knew Abraham. Like, he lied for a long time and it finally came out.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, I can see that. I can see that. But, you know, still, I think that makes it a good character because this whole time you still can't figure out if you trust the guy or not. But then, but you appreciate that he's on Team Rick. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know. I enjoyed the episode. I thought it was really good to see two different sides and then them to both come at the end together especially that moment. Didn't Eugene either? Didn't he put his mouth on his on Dwight's penis? He chomped down on him. Didn't he do that?
Yeah. Yeah, he did do that.
Yeah. So I that's where in the end it was a very awkward. I don't know if you remember. I don't. Well, you know, and that was the whole the penis in the mouth thing. So I thought it was good. I thought it was it all came together. Curious to see, because at the end I was thinking when they said we're Negan, I started immediately thinking, I'm like, are they telling the truth? Are they or do they both have an understanding of like, look, I'm just playing, I am too? And that's what I like, because I'm like, I can't figure these two people out. Because every time you see Dwight, you think I always think he's going to be like against Daryl and the group, and you see what he does to Daryl. But then there's moments when Negan really rubs his face in it, and you just think, man, he's just going to fucking go off.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I wish Brancy was here. You and Brancy weren't tweeting? Did she say anything to you about it?
No, because I didn't watch it. I didn't watch it when it was actually on. Not this episode. We did talk during the Rick and Michelle.
Okay, then we'll get to that one shortly. All right, so scale of 1 to 10. How did you feel about it? And let's be honest. I mean,
7.
How did you give this 7 when you gave like Morgan episode like a 2?
I did not give the episode a 2. Oh my God.
So you're giving this one a 7?
Yes.
I would probably give it an 8. I thought it was a good, I thought, you know, considering it didn't have any zombie killing and to keep my attention and to make me like, what? You know, I thought it was cool.
You know what the thing is for me? I'm not against character development. Mm-hmm. I think it's necessary. But I feel like the episodes that they've done character development for the other characters, even the Morgan one, it tells you about who they are. In this one, I feel like Eugene was just like sitting there playing video games, and like, what was he really doing?
He was surviving.
Yeah, I know, but
what he does, that's his special power. That's his superhero power. Survive, lie, manipulate. You know, he's good at it. I mean, just like when the girls were like, oh, let's talk about whatever the hell that subject you wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
And he knew like, oh, shit. And he totally manipulated this and changed the situation. And I think that's how he feels cool. That's a superpower. You know, I don't know. I just think it was dope. And hands down, I think my favorite part all throughout the whole episode was Negan. I think he's such a smart ass and the shit that he says.
He's the worst.
He's so cool.
It's like, I don't want them to kill. I want them to kill him, but I don't want them to kill him.
Yeah, no, Negan's the type of guy that you'd go out with.
What?
Yeah, no, he's like one of those guys. I'm not saying like murderous kind of guy, but I'm just saying that you'd be like, I could see you date a guy that in that situation. You're like, oh, I fucking hate him, but I love him too.
No.
Whatever.
No, I don't think so. He's evil.
Guys out there, she's single. If you're evil.
No.
No? You don't like evil guys?
No, negative.
You don't like bad boys?
No.
Okay. Anyways, we're done with the show, right? 7 from you, 8 from me. We don't know from Brancy. Maybe we'll find out in the next recap show. Remind me to ask her.
Okay.
I want to see if she, and don't tell her either. And Brancy, if you're listening to this, you don't say anything to Kristen, because then I don't want Kristen to pollute your mind.
What, don't tell her what I gave it?
Yes, and how you feel about it. Don't even, if she's going to be like, did Mike rag on me? And be like, no, and I was told on the show not to listen. All right, so we're done with this episode.
Yes.
And we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about Say Yes to the Dress, or what I like to call the Rick and Michonne Found Guns and Had a Lot of Sex episode.
Yes.
All right, so Kristen, you can be found at accordingtokristen.com. That's your blog, right?
Accurate.
And anything else?
You can find me on Twitter at @ThisIsKristen_ and Instagram at @ThisIsKristen_.
Sweet. And for me, my blog is iwatchmike.com, and Twitter, Instagram is Mike the Movie Guy. Snapchat's on my blog. I Watch Mike on Facebook. And if you want to check out some of the past recap shows, all you got to do is go to iTunes, search the Walking Dead recap show, or you can go to audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. And you can find that. Plus, Fear of the Walking Dead. We did Fear of the Walking Dead. So if you're a fan of that, you can check that out as well. Plus other shows. And I think that is about it. We'll be back and we'll recap this past Sunday's episode. And I'm curious to see if the sex got Kristen going or if the sex didn't get her going. I guess we'll find out.